Hey guys, what's up? This is the Xbox 360 Fan Podcast. My name is Seamus, I'm your host. So anyway, today this is going to be a really short episode because I don't really have much to talk about. So today I will be reviewing Call of Duty 3, I got it for Christmas, and I'll be previewing Shadowrun. I don't really know that much about it, but I'll tell you guys what I know. And so Hardware of the Week is last. Alright, gotta start the show. So, on to Call of Duty 3. If you've ever played Call of Duty 2, you're not really missing that much. I'll point out some key differences. The story is kind of funny at times, like in the very beginning. The gunfights, like fight over your gun with somebody else in the campaign, they're kind of annoying. They don't really add too much to the game. Hot potato. Someone throws a grenade at you, then throw it back. Cooking grenades. Hold a grenade longer so someone has less time to throw it back. Driving cars, boats, and in multiplayer, and tanks. I think tanks, I'm not sure. 24 player. I think Call of Duty 2 was 16. I could be wrong, I don't really know. New multiplayer maps and more campaigns. Overall, this is just Call of Duty 2 with a few enhancements and tweaks. It's fun, more explosive, but has a short campaign. Also, the 24-player multiplayer kind of makes up for it. If you like Call of Duty 2, you'd definitely like Call of Duty 3 for about 5 hours, and then you'll figure out that it wasn't worth your $60 you paid for it. I would say rent it if you like first-person shooters on your 360. It has solid weapons and good control, and it's just overall fun. Just when other people online aren't killing you. I give this game a 6 out of 10 buy or a 7 out of 10 rent. So, on to Shadowrun. Shadowrun is a very nice looking and very appealing game. The designer came on to a different podcast and gave a nice little speech about it. The designer says that the game is like, like magic returns to the world, like every couple thousand years. Says that it returns and everyone is like killing each other and stuff. Well, I don't really know much about this game, but one thing I do know is that it supports Live Anywhere. Xbox Live will now integrate itself into Windows Vista and Windows Mobile, if you don't already know this. This game will release on Xbox 360 and PC at the same time. Okay, so this is how Xbox Live and Vista and mobile will integrate with each other. Xbox Live is on your 360, and now on your PC, and now on your mobile device. So now you can play on a Windows-based PC with people on Xbox 360. The mobile phone will be just kind of like an add-on for like racing games, so you can like build your car or whatever, and then race people while you're on your 360. Like, let's say you're on your train and you're just like on a train to go to work or something. You want to build your car? I guess you could do it there or whatever. And then you sign off, and you can race that car later, stored on your 360's hard drive. I would say I can't really give any like certain preview, because as of now, I don't really know much about it. No score. Score will be announced next episode. I've got to look more into it. Tell me what you think about it next episode. So, on to hardware. Hardware for this week is the Xbox 360 Quick Charge Kit. I know it's not the newest little piece of hardware to review, but if you don't have one, you should seriously consider getting one. The 360's Quick Charge Kit is a battery recharger for your 360's wireless controller. Personally, I hate having to buy more AA batteries. They're too expensive over time. They really add up. But so when you buy this little accessory, it comes with one rechargeable battery and charger. Keep this and buy a second battery. When one's charging, you can't use that controller unless you buy another battery. To charge the battery, put them on the little docking station, the quick charge kit. It charges a lot faster than the plug and play kit. It's like one battery charges in under 2 hours, two charge in, well, you guessed it, 4 hours. This also doesn't use a USB port to charge your controller, so it Your 360 doesn't have to be on, plugs right into the wall. Let's pick up this accessory, or should I say necessity. I give it a 10 out of 10, buy only. Alright, so this has been your host, Seamus, with Xbox360Fan.Moonford.com. Leave a comment, support us, click on an advertisement on the website, donate page will be up soon. Also, this podcast was recorded on January 9th. There's a lot of editing, so it's going to take a while to get out. I would also like to announce that our podcast has over 1,200 subscribers, and always rising. I've had over 3,000 downloads, and it's still coming up. Also, take note, our podcast is extremely limited on bandwidth. Click on an ad. This will pay for the podcast to go pro on the website. Also, I've been working a lot lately on the website, new reviews, and I'm always making the website more user-friendly, because as of now, it's a little, how can I say this, unorganized for the average person to navigate. And also, I've been getting a lot of emails asking why I use Moonford SiteMaker, just because it's easy and fast, and usually takes me about 3 hours to finish a review. Like after writing it, just to get it up on the internet. So, join our site for free, please. It gives me hope and gives you all better, broader services for all. If you have any questions for the podcast or opinions about this site, or even complaints about our services, you can do that at SeamusLock@Xbox360Fan-Moonfruit.com. That's XBOX. No. That's SHAMUSLOCKE at XBOX360FAN-MOONFRUIT.com. Keep the downloads coming, and hope you had a happy new year. Email me about it. Also, I'm launching a new site. It's called iPod Videos. That's iPodVideos.t83.net. It's going to give you free movie downloads, TV shows, like the whole season's anime, cartoons, and more. It's reliable HTTP downloads, no more torrenting. Torrenting has a lot of problems, and it just doesn't really lead to such a good user experience. As I use torrenting, it's not so great. I usually get all my stuff from DVDs, so it's really high quality. You know what? Good night. I'll be launching new sites soon, so I'll keep posted on that. I've been really working on this stuff, but good night.